Okay. So anyways, coming back to the point, so that was my start of my travel journey. And since then, I had visited 40 countries. It's been almost 17 years I'm traveling. I live life on the edge. It's been a great journey because travel teaches you a lot. It opens different horizons for you. It broadens your perspective. I'm no more the guy who used to come from the small town. You know, perhaps maybe a little bit of exposure of the outside world makes a lot of difference in you. So yes, I've traveled 40 countries. I've did more than 500 television shows, and I have my own podcast channel. And this is something new for me. So I'm trying to learn something with the audio domain also. So great. And that is how my journey started. And it's been 17 years. I haven't looked back. So traveling for 17 years, so many countries, of course, there will be good experiences and bad experiences. There have been a couple of near-death experiences which I have witnessed. The first thing, of course, 2015 Nepal earthquakes. I was filming in Nepal. In fact, I was not very far away from the main epicenter of the earthquake, which was Pokhara, if I'm not mistaken. So I was on the borders of Nepal. And you won't believe, but I was bungee jumping. You know, I have this vertigo issue. I have a huge vertigo problem. And my producer said that you have to take a bungee jump. So I was in a resort taking a bungee jump. And can you guess the name of the resort? Well, it was called as The Last Resort. What a coincidence. And here's the big thing. You know, when I jumped, I still remember when I did that jump, I was screaming and shouting away to glory. After 15 minutes, the earthquake hit Nepal and we were stranded. And not just that, but because my adrenaline,